Telling Tales by Anne Cleves. Read by Julia Franklin. Sitting at the bedroom window, Emma looks out at the nighttime square. The wind rattles the roof tile and hisses out from the churchyard, spitting a Coke can onto the street. There was a gale the afternoon Abigail Mantell died, and it seems to Emma that it's been windy ever since, that there have been 10 years of storms, of hailstones, like bullets blown against her windows, and trees ripped from the earth by their roots. It must be true, at least since the baby was born. Since then, whenever she wakes at night, to feed the baby, or when James comes in late from work, the noise of the wind is there, rolling round her head like the sound of a seashell when you hold it to your ear. James, her husband, isn't home yet, but she's not waiting up for him. Her gaze is fixed on the old forge, where Dan Greenwood makes pots. There's a light at the window, and occasionally she fancies she sees a shadow. She imagines that Dan is still working there, dressed in his blue canvas smock, his eyes narrowed as he shapes the clay with his strong brown hands. Then she imagines leaving the baby, who is fast asleep, tucked up in his carry-cot. She sees herself slipping out into the square and keeping to the shadows, walking across to the forge. She pushes open one of the big doors which form an arch like the door of a church and stands inside.